paranormal events. Every state and county here and in other countries seems to have a spot which people believe is haunted. Many times, it is an old run-down home which was abandoned, an abandoned prison or hospital, or some other type of building. We have come a long way as far as civilization goes, but one thing which hasn't seemed to have changed much is the belief many of us have in the supernatural. One of the places I talked about above is Moundsville Penitentiary. It is located in West Virginia. The prison was built in the Gothic style, which makes this place even creepier. Sometimes people want to be scared and some of them go to the prison on Halloween. When I say some, they average about 12,000. The closed prison is doing all right money-wise on some days. One person said they were here for the last 20 years and they swear the empty prison is haunted. The prison was in operation for 129 years and in 1986 had its last riot. Three inmates were murdered during the riots. There is a cell where voices are constantly heard. The former occupant had been stabbed 37 times and murdered. One woman saw a figure and heard a noise and got a photo of it, and it is displayed in the prison museum. Another person was in the jail during the night and was using a flashlight when something which could not be seen blocked the beam of light. There has also been a human-like figure which walked out of one cell and then stared at someone for over 5 seconds then left. Ghost tours are getting more popular and some people have reported seeing some weird things. One woman was on one of those tours. It was conducted in a hotel which is said to be haunted. The tour went outside and she began to take photos of the exterior of the building. When she got home, she decided to look at the photos she took. There was a woman looking out of a window which wasn't there when she took the photo. As a matter of fact, that area of the hotel was empty. Paranormal investigators decided to investigate the Ansnia Opera House. The Opera House is said to feature different paranormal phenomena. People have claimed to have seen shadow people and floating orbs, among other things. The Opera House was abandoned in 1971. The investigators came to the conclusion there were 40 entities haunting the place. The investigators claim when they played opera music, suddenly ghosts were swirling all around them. As that was happening, shadow people could be seen walking around. The investigator said he never expected anything like this. Sometimes government buildings and local libraries are said to be haunted. Such was the case at Mattapoisett Town Hall in Massachusetts. The employees stationed there are firm in their belief that a poltergeist named Abner is haunting the place. One woman who has worked there for decades and seen the ghost says she knows she sounds crazy, but she doesn't care. She said the ghost is a former employee and likes to play tricks on the staff. For example, work would be finished and the next day it will have disappeared. People who worked there at night kept hearing movement upstairs when no one was there. One day absentee ballots were being stored in the safe and when people came to work the next day, they were gone and none of the staff had taken them. There is a photo of Brandon Taneff of the National Hockey League's Penguins team. He looks horrified, so of course everyone is commenting on it. Finally, someone asked him about the expression and he decided to come clean. He said while the photographer was taking his picture, he saw a ghost. "I did actually see a ghost. It was walking behind the gentleman that was taking our pictures. It kind of caught me off guard. I haven't seen one of those things yet. It was pretty rare to see that. That's why I had that facial expression." Is he joking or is he serious? You will have to make up your mind on this. The Cecil Hotel is in Los Angeles, California. It is infamous for ghostly activity. It was recently investigated, and while that was happening it was shut down to the public. Richard Ramirez, a serial killer, was said to have done satanic rituals on the roof of the hotel. As the investigation was going on, scratches started to appear on some team members. A faucet in the bathroom turned on by itself. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is a name recognized by most people as belonging to a great racing car driver. He says he has never seen a ghost, but thinks one might have saved his life. In 2004 he was practicing at Sonoma Raceway in California and hit the wall, causing his car to spin out of control. It caught fire when the fuel line was ruptured by the crash. Gasoline was leaking and squirting everywhere. The vehicle was engulfed in flame. Dazed, he got out of the car, but he was burned and taken to the hospital. He believes some entity helped him get out of the car. He has no idea how he got out. A man started to hear odd noises in his empty apartment. Well, it wasn't quite empty because he was in it. He then saw something which scared the heck out of him, and he managed to get a photo of it. In the dark kitchen, a face was leaning out from behind the kitchen door. That was it for this guy. He packed his bags and left. There is a theater in Florida which has a seat in the balcony which is semi-famous. This is because during a show, a photo of the balcony showed a ghostly figure of a man sitting in the seat and watching the show. Some say this was a hoax, but the owners of the theater say they are keeping the seat empty, so the ghost has a place to sit. Where better to see a ghost than a castle? That is exactly what happened at Gritch Castle, in Wales. This castle has had many ghost sightings over the years. It has had so many that its website states ghost encounters by visitors are commonplace. It is almost as if every castle has a ghost story, no matter what country it is in, but it seems castles in the British Isles have the most.